"We'll leave now," Jack said quietly to Gibbs. He walked carefully through the fight, unhurt. He picked up a hat from the floor and put it on his head. It was too small. "It's hard to find a good hat these days," he said to himself. He and Gibbs walked quietly away. Norrington had a sword in his hand now. "Fight then! You!" he shouted drunkenly. Then someone hit him over the head with a bottle, and he fell to the floor. Elizabeth stood over him, dressed in her sailor's clothes. "I just wanted to hit him," she shouted to the pirates. "Now throw him out of the bar, and we'll have a drink." Then, as the pirates shouted their agreement, she looked carefully at the man on the floor. "I don't believe it," she said quietly. "James Norrington, what has the world done to you?" She helped him to his feet, and they walked slowly toward the port. Suddenly, they were standing in front of Jack. "Captain Sparrow?" Elizabeth said to him. Jack looked at her, but didn't know her in her sailor's clothes. "Do you want to join my ship, boy?" he said. "Welcome."
"I want to find the man I love," Elizabeth replied. "William Turner."
"Elizabeth?" Jack said, looking at her carefully. "You don't look good in those clothes, you know."
"Jack," Elizabeth said, "I know that Will followed you. Where is he?"
"Oh, I'm really sorry, but Will has joined Davy Jones's ship."
"Davy Jones?" Elizabeth repeated.
"Oh, please," Norrington laughed. "The captain of the Flying Dutchman, a ship that takes dead men from this world to the next?"
"Correct," Jack said.
He looked closely at Norrington.
"I know you. Commodore, you look terrible, friend. Why are you here?"
"I joined your ship,"
Norrington replied.
"Jack," Elizabeth said, "I want to find Will."
Jack pulled his black beard.
"Are you sure?" he asked. "Is that what you really want?"
"Of course," Elizabeth answered.
"Do you know how I can save him?"
"Well," Jack began slowly, "there is a chest of unknown size. Jones will do anything to keep that chest. The chest can save Will."
"How can we find it?" Elizabeth asked.
Jack placed the compass in her hand.
"With this. This compass will point to the thing that you want most in this world."
"Jack, is the story about the chest true?" Elizabeth asked.
"Every word is true, love. You want to find Davy Jones's chest, don't you?"
"I want to save Will," Elizabeth agreed.
Jack opened the compass in her hand and looked at it. He turned to Gibbs.
"We go that way," he shouted,
and pointed toward the ocean. End of CD 1.